Okay. First, we started with two ha'aros back from the, or maybe say three ha'aros back from the last year about the hakira, whether gzeila is really konef naftachiv hashava, or gzeila is not really a kenyan. First, he pointed out the Sefer Pri Moshe. The Sefer Pri Moshe said that the question of whether the result of gzeila is a kenyan or not might be totally on the machlokes rishonim, whether the process of gneiv involves a kinyan or not. Everyone knows you need a maisa kinyan type action to be called a ganef. That's a Mishnah Dafayin test. But does it mamish need to be a maisa kinyan, or it's just similar to maisa kinyanim? That's a machlokes in the Bali Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis regarding Meshicha b'Shus Harabim. Meshicha b'Shus Harabim, it's like a maisa kinyan, but you're not really, it's not a maisa kinyan Meshicha b'Shus Harabim. So it's a machlokes whether Meshicha b'Shus Harabim works for gneiva or not. So the Primos says that's what he told him. If you say Gneva is really a Kenyan, you should be Mamasha Maisa Kenyan. Not Mashiach versus Rabban. But if you say Gneva is not really a Kenyan, then you just need a similar type of Maisa, but you don't need Mamasha Maisa Kenyan, and then Mashiach versus Rabban should be good enough. That's 2 days in Tosos and Ksuba Staff Laman Aleph and Base. That was the first Ha'ara. Very nice Ha'ara. From the Primosha. The second point, Ravarn said, the Primosha says something very peculiar, which Taka is very peculiar. The Primosha says that if you understand Gneiva as a Kenyan, then he calls this Dasa Cheres Makne. He views it as almost as if it's like a real... I'm not sure what he meant by that. Ravarn wasn't sure what he meant by that. Also, Ravarn said, we don't have to go that far. Even if Gneiva is a real Kenyan, it's not Dasa Cheres Makne. It's not that it's Ke'ilu the Baal was a Makne. It's just that you've neutralized the Baal because you created facts on the ground which remove his control over his object. And the whole tzad, as Ravarn pointed out last time, the whole tzad to say that gneiva is really a kinyan has to say that the rules of kinyanim are dependent more on the facts on the ground than on the theoretical rights. And therefore, it's not, because it's a dasa cheres makna, like the Primosha says, but that side of the Chakira says the dasa cheres is neutralized because b'mitzius, he loses his control. And you have to assume the halachic bailus follows mitzius and not ethics. Then he just pointed out that, you know, we may all be somewhat ethically uncomfortable with this notion of this side of the chakira, that gneiva can cause a kinyan because, you know, not that might makes right, but might makes bailus, because bailus is more practically defined and not theoretically defined. And he says, if we are morally uncomfortable with that, then we have one dea in daf kuf yadal and aleph on our side, because the mission of Kufi Dalam and Aleph says that if some sort of, band of whoever steals your donkey but gives you the last guy's donkey who they stole, you know, they always want a fresh donkey. What?
Tax collectors or something?
Or they could be tax collectors or bandits or whatever. So whatever, they just go around stealing things. They steal one guy's donkey, then when it gets tired, they steal someone else's donkey and give you the old one. So you can keep the donkey. But the Braisa says you have to return it to the original Bible. So the first day in the Gemara was a total tangent. Said, you have to, the Braisa says, you might as have to return it to the Bailim, because Yeish is not Kone. Then that seems to be against the Mishnah, which says you can keep the old donkey. And the Balamor and the Rai would all discuss this, but we didn't really want to get into it. So hold Sugi there. But the second day in the Gemara is very interesting. Second day in the Gemara says, no. Really, it's Pashat agreement that you don't even need a Machlok Rishonim. It's Pashat agreement with the Mishnah. Because it also admits you can keep the old donkey. But if you say, if you say, I don't want someone else's money, then you should give it back to the first Bailam. As some sort of lifnim yishur said, now what does this mean? So Ravarn was mesopic. Whether there's like a din, someone in this madriga has to, like let's say Sidi Shamayim, you have to return it to the original owner, or it's just like a mitzvah namovchar, chumra, and that if you don't feel comfortable with it, return it to the original owner. But one thing he said is clear in the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying if you feel bad for the poor donkeyless original owner, you should give him a present of a donkey. No. The Gemara is saying if you feel that you have no right to this money, because it's mamon she'ino shalo, you should give it back to him. So since when do we say, if the halacha says you do get it, that you should feel like you don't have a right to it and give it back to him? It's not charity. It's that you feel you don't really deserve it. Chosha Mishpat says you do deserve it. So Ravarn says, no, this is exactly what we've been explaining. Usually, we think whatever it says in Choshen Mishpat, you should feel as well. You're supposed to feel the halacha. But in this case, if this is a very unique kind of halacha, which tells us that bailus can be affected by the mitzius and not by who deserves, not like really deserves to own it, then in this particular halacha, it would be appropriate to say, even though the halacha says one thing about my rights, but since that's based on might makes right, which the halacha acknowledges for practical purposes, but it's still not, so we're not comfortable with it, therefore there's a madrega to say, I'm not going to take advantage of this halacha. Okay, those are our three ha'aros. Back to last time. Number one, it's holy on machlokes by the Tosfos. Number two, strange formulation of pre-Moshe. And number three, we might have felt uncomfortable with it. And Taka, that's exactly what the second Lashon, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, says. Okay, now we started talking about Shima. So, one thing we discussed, well, we started with it, and then we got back to it later. The first thing we discussed is the relationship between Shina Hashem and Shina Maisa. We said three possibilities, but we didn't really go into them or explain nafkaminas. Either Shina Hashem and Shina Maisa are two separate tracks, or they're both really Shina Maisa. Or they're both really Shina Hashem. Really, the Iker is changing the name. And all Shina Maisa is another way to change the name. That's a Mefurash Melchamos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Aleph, or Daf Mem Aleph Aleph, Daf Yarif. Says that really there's only one din of Shina Hashem. Shina Maisa is just an Ehechi Timtza of Shina Hashem. Or, the third possibility is that there's only one din of Shina Maisa, a physical change, and a Shina Hashem is Ke'ilu a Shina Maisa. That's a little more tricky, because it's not a Shina Maisa, but you have to say that Shina Hashem is Ke'ilu a physical change in the Chifetz. Okay, but we didn't really take that much further. Then we got into the funny Rashi. Rashi seems to say in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph that Shina is only kona if you do it biyadayim actively, not if it just happens on its own. So in the end, we still ended up. That's what Rashi says. There's a Bach playing the Rambam agrees. The Bach is the same Shana the Rambam. In the end, we had a little trouble understanding it just because it seems to be against a few Gemaras, Tlevin Asa Ayel, and the whole mission of Tzadi Vem Bezu, Behema Shez Kina, and Avadim Shez Kina, and Peres Ver Kivu, and Yayin Behefmetz, meaning this case is all over Shas, of Shina and Mela, which seems to work. We mentioned, Rafa pointed out last night, I think it was, and I pointed out on an earlier occasion, that you could get out of all these kashas on Rashi. You know, you could say Tlevin Asa Ayel is only Leini Dal Behei, which we'll come back to, and you could say that Mishnah Tzadik Vav Beis is like Rav Chaim, and the Rambam is not really saying you're Kona, just that you have to be Mishalim, Shasa Gzela. So, you could get out, you could defend Rashi, but in any case, Rav Lovzin pointed out that Rashi sort of Dachuk. Okay, but whether he's Dachuk, whether you can defend him, what's the Svar of Rashi? So there are two totally different ways to understand the Svar of Rashi. This is a very, very nice way of analyzing things. That Rambam pointed out you should use for all the funny cases of Shina. You'd want to use this way of analyzing it. The question is, any Shina that doesn't work, Rashi indicates a Shina Mimela, a Shina that occurs passively on its own, doesn't work. Only via diagnosis. Okay, Rashi seems to imply Shina Mela doesn't work. Why doesn't a Shina Mela work? There are two ways of understanding it. Either a Shina Mela is not a Shinoi, because any Shinoi that happens passively is just not a chashuv enough change. You know, it's like, like an animal grows up. You know, so that's the way things work. That's not a real change. That's built into reality. Or that it is a Shinoi. No, it's a total change. It's just not a Shinoi that is Kona. It's just not a Shinoi that is that is Kona. Why? Because maybe a Shinoi, just the fact of a Shinoi in and of itself, is not enough to be Kona. A Shinoi is only Kona. If you actively do the Shinoi, then it becomes a Maisa HaKona. So, one nafkamina we suggested would be, what if a third party did the Shina? Right? What if I the ganav, didn't do the shinoi, but some stranger came over and made a shinoi to the chayfetz, right? I stole wood, some stranger came and made it into kelim. So if the chisaron was a shinoi b'yadayim on the acher, if the chisaron was that it just wasn't a chashon of shinoi, because anything that happens by itself is not really a change, it's just the way of the world. But if some stranger came and interfered with the way of the world and made the Eitzim into Kalim, then of course it would be a Shinoi. But if the Chisaron was, no, of course it's a Shinoi. It's just not Kone because the Ganav has to do something to be Kone. It's not just the automatically Kone. The Ganav has to do something to be Kone. So if the Ganav has to do something to be Kone, then if a third party without any, you know, without any involvement of the Ganav came and just made the Eitzim to Kalim, then the Ganif didn't do anything, so there's no reason for the Ganif to be Kona. So that's a very nice nafkamina of this Chakira. Another nafkamina of this Chakira would be, what about Mashina in the Neila? Lenyan Esnan, etc. Right? What Rashi says is Pshadashina in the Neila, he says not Kona. But what about, I mean, forget about Rashi himself as a funny formulation when it comes to Esnan and everything, he always talks about Kinyan. Let's take the normal understanding that Shinoi accomplishes many things in many parts of the Torah. In Zeil, it's a way to be Kone. In Esnan, it's a way to make it a different faith as it doesn't have a psal. In V'chuli, V'chuli, V'chuli. So, if, would Rashi say his Shita, that Shinoi Mamela is not Kone? Or that a Shinoi Mamela doesn't help for Esnan, would Rashi say? Would Rashi say a Shinoi Mamela doesn't help for Rashi, I guess? V'chuli v'chuli. So if Rashi Shita that a Shinoi Mamela is just not a Shinoi, because Shinoi Mamela means not done with human intervention, but rather the natural way of the world, and the natural way of the world is not a Shinoi, then Rashi would say that it doesn't work. Rashi should say that it doesn't work for Esnan either. So if it's not a Shinoi, it's not a Shinoi. But Rashi says, I admit it's a Shinoi. I just think a Shinoi is not going automatically. You have to use the Kinyan of Shinoi actively and do the Kinyan of Shinoi. Then, since he admits it's a Shinoi, so you're right, you can't be Kone if something happens passive without your active Maisa Kinyan. But as far as Esnan, just a question of the status of a Chayfetz, a Shinoi is a Shinoi. So that should be another Nafgamina. Pointed out one last thing. We'll come back, but they pointed out the funny go in order. Okay. Then he pointed out, just in terms of Rashi, that there's some sugis problematic for Rashi, the limit of Asher Gozal and Kein Shogozal Yatzer, it doesn't sound terribly much like Rashi. But okay. Then we get into a little tangent of Tlev and Asa Ayel. What's Pshat in Tlev and Asa Ayel according to Rabbi Law? This is a tangent, then we'll come back to Rashi. What does he say? He says, Nasha Shinoi Biyado Ukna'o. And then he says, right, Tavach Umachar Shalohu Toveach Shalohu Mofir. He says, Tlev and Asa'il is a Shinoi, he's Koneh. Then he says, is a Shinoi, Koneh. And since he's Koneh, he's then Tavach Umachar, he can't be Chayv Galvehe, because he's Toveach all over his own thing, he hasn't done anything wrong. So the question is, what's the Chiddush of this second part? Once he tells you you're Kone, isn't it obvious that you're Patur Dalvehe? I'm shechting like my own animal. It's not a stolen animal anymore. So what's the chiddush of the second half of Rabbi Law's statement? So we pointed out, that it could be none. There is no chiddush. He's telling us an obvious thing. He told us it's a Shinoi. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's a Shinoi. That's the chiddush. Levinas Island just got bigger. We didn't know it was a Shinoi. That's the chiddush. The fact that once a Shinoi, I'm Kone, and once I'm Kone, it's my own animal being Tovech Lofer and Potter is obvious. The second shot is, chiddush is,
Kona totally. The Chiddush is a retraction of the Reisha. You thought I meant it was a real Shinoi that's Kona totally. It's not Kona totally. Just for Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher. So it's, and this would fit the Shita of Rashi. Right? That's what Rashi says. L'inyan zeh. Right? So what he's saying is, you thought I meant it was a real Shina in your Kona totally? No. I didn't mean it was a real Shina. I didn't mean you were really Kona. I just meant it's yours, L'inyan, that you're Patrim Dalvehe. What's the Svara of that? The Svara is, it's just a slight partial Kenyan. After all, it's not a real shikling, because it's Mamela, let's say. So it's only a small partial kinyan on behalf of the Ganif. So really, he's not Komalim, you call it Sharkula. It's really the Bayit. However, there's a special rule in Dal Vahey that you're only Chayv Dal Vahey if you do 100% Tvicha Seser. If you shech the animal, that's 100% still shy for the Bayit. If you at least have some weakening of the whole of the bilum and some little more shaykhs of yourself to the animal and a slightly less shaykhs of the bilum to the animal, then even though the inkalatar kula, who's the actual owner, you haven't been kona, since you have some slight kinyan and the bilum lost some slight element, you know, 1%, 2%, whatever you call it, if you can measure it quantitatively, of his bilus, therefore you're not shefting an animal which is entirely the bilum, and therefore you're bought from Dalav Hay. So maybe that's what he means in that one. But Rashi would say, because Rashi thinks it's not a real kinyan. The third possibility is that you're not chayv dalav vehei after you were kona. Because maybe it is a chiddush. After all, though, what does he say first? Not so shinu biyadu knov, so shinu in your kona. And then he says, and since you're already kona, if you now shecht it or sell it, you're patur dal vehei, because it's yours. Maybe that's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Tosfos says one day, pashtus, this doesn't seem to be a chiddush. This is before shemar later on that says that if yeish is kona, then after yeish, you can't be chayv dal vehei, because you're already kona. And so it says that all over the parah. But Tosfos says, has one day, that's only within Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Vachuli. Other Amoran hold, seems you might have to admit this if you work at the Cheshbon, that even after your kona be yeish, I'll even, let's assume, like Rabba, who holds yeish to be kona. Even after your kona with yeish, you're still chayv dal vehei for shefting and selling it. Even after your kona. So then we understand why we lost chiddush. There's a shita out there that even after your kona, you're still chayv dal vehei for tvicha mechira. So I'm telling you, you're putter. Why? And then you can understand them in two ways. Either you are always putter after your kona, right? And he's telling you, no, if yeish, you're always putter after your kona, there's no such thing as dal vehei after kinyan. Or you putter after your kona b'shinoi, even though you might be chayav after yeish. Right, this could be a modin. If you're kona b'yeish, you'd be chayiv dal vehei. Because even though you're kona b'yeish, it's still the same object you stole. But if you're kona b'shinoi, that's the gamri, a different object, then you're patur from dal vehei. So you might be machalik here between two levels of kinyanim, very similar to what Tosos says. And one day in Tosos, the big Tosos about mitzvah aveira, that after you're kona b'yeish, there's so much mitzvah aveira, but after you're kona b'shinoi, there isn't. Because after yeish, even though you were kona, it's still a chayv tzagazel. After Shinoi, if you're kona b'shinoi, it's not even a chayv tzagazel anymore, so you're patur dal vehei. So it may be that as chiddush is, whenever you're kona, you're patur dal vehei, because now you're the bailum, you can do whatever you want. Or maybe he's only being mechadish when you're kona b'shinoi, at least, you're patur dal vehei. So it's not the chayv tzagazel anymore. Now, that was a bit of a tangent to Levin Asaya, which came out of Rashi Shita here. Now we just went back to one Nisivos. The Nisivos works off the Tosfos here. Tosfos asked the bottom Tosfos in Daf Samachim base,
wanting me to psukim to teach us shinoi. Number one, we learn from Haim Velo Shinu Yehem. And number two, we learn from Asher Gazal and Kain Shagazal Yasu and Lavdom Mal Mbar Shlumi. Wanting to psukim to teach us one did. So theoretically, we could have answered, and this is, I think, is what Rochanan answered in the Kovach Shirim Alatar, that Haim teaches us, back to last week's year, Haim teaches us that there's a concept of shinoi, and Asher Gazal teaches us that that concept of shinoi is Kone. So you could have said that, but Tosfos didn't answer that. Tosfos said, if you read the Gemara, Kipshuto, it sounds like, no, Hain is an independent mucker in and of itself that teaches us the whole thing, and Asher Gazal is an independent mucker in and of itself that teaches us the whole thing. So if you assume, like Pshat in the Gemara, that they're each independent mucker that teaches us the whole din, why do you need two psukim for one din? So Tosfos answers, one pasuk for Shina Chobazal B'yaso, that's Hain, and Asher Gazal adds Shinoi HaChozer L'Biyaso. So then the Chakir becomes, and this is my number, Shinoi HaChozer L'Biyaso is Kona Midoraisa. He becomes, that means Shinoi HaChozer L'Biyaso and Eino HaChozer L'Biyaso are the exact same thing or not? So within the Maskana of Tosfos, you could say, Hachozer is the exact same thing as Eino Chozer L'Biyaso. Right? After the Tzuzukim, they're the exact same din. So why did the Torah just teach us one din of Chozer L'Biyaso? We would have known Kavachomer Eino Chozer L'Biyaso. Because if it had one Pasuk, either Pasuk, whichever one it was, we would have said meant a permanent Shinoi. You need two Tzuzukim to teach us temporary Shinoi. Or you could say, no, they're still different dinim. Since they're learned from two psukim, they're not the same din which is two psukim extend. There's one din of Shina Sheino Chos L'Biyaso, which works in its way, and another din of Shina Chos L'Biyaso, which works a little differently. What might a difference be? So Tosfos here doesn't say. But Tosfos here doesn't say. But Tosfos and Sukkah doesn't say explicitly, but the Nesivas, the beginning of some Shin Samach Aleph, is medayik based on the Tosfos and Sukkah, there might be a difference in Shino Chozer L'Biyaso and Eino Chozer L'Biyaso. Now, in order to understand that, we have to go back and look at the other shita. Right, there are three shitas. One you can say is Chozer L'Biyaso is a total shinoi, right? Or you could say it's Konad, but it's somehow weaker. Or, of course, you could say there's a third shot out there, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Natsan Yaman Beis, that it's Eino Konad Minatola, right? He darshins, not Asher Gazal, okay, Asher Gazal, Yachtu, Lata, Mamushlim, but Asher Gazal, Komakom. That is Eino Konad Midoraisa. So let's start with the man number Eino Konad Midoraisa. Manda Omar She'eino Kone Min HaTorah. And we have to ask the exact same Chakira that we asked by Rashi. Is it not a Shinoi? Or is it a Shinoi, but it's not powerful enough to be Kone? And we suggested, is it Eino Shinoi or is it a Shinoi that's not powerful enough to be Kone? And what we suggested is that, one second. That maybe there could be two dinim. Maybe they could both be true. How so? There is something called Chozer L'Biyaso. There's something which is Chozer L'Biyaso easily. Something which is Chozer L'Biyaso with difficulty. And maybe one could say that there's two madrigas of chozal b'yasa. A shina chozal b'yasa, that's chozal b'yasa very simply, very ephemerally, is not a shina at all. And that, it hasn't even changed, it's just a phase it's going through. But a shina chozal b'yasa that really is stuck where it is. It's just you could be master of the b'yasa with a lot of effort. So maybe that really is a shinoi. But it's not kone, because even though it's a shinoi, since it's reversible, then we might expect the ganav to reverse it, and therefore we're not allowed to be kone. No, we wouldn't say in kain should be, it's not kain should don't be master. Say, oh no, he might be chai to be master and to reverse it and be master. So why would we say that? So based on the Tosfos and Sukkah daf lamed beis, Tosfos asks an obvious question. Tosfos asks, what would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina is the problem is that whenever the Gemara brings down the Mamre Mishnah, Chozal B'Yasa isn't Koneh, the Gemara says, well, it isn't Koneh, but it's Koneh Midrabbanan, Mishnah Takonas HaShavim, right? I make a temporary Shinoi. That's not Koneh Midrabbanan. So Midrabbanan, they said, well, since I turned it into something good that I needed, then, you know, I'll never be willing to give it up. And so it'll prevent me from doing Tshuva. So they encourage me to do Tshuva, just say pay the original value and keep the thing you need that you turned it into. Takonas HaShavim. So Tosfos has an obvious question. Tosfos asks, the Gemara says, when I, in the case of the Avankri, the people who inadvertently stole Hadassah, so that the Gemara says, why not say it's okay, because there was a Shinoi. Right, when you bind it up into the Lulav, it's that's a Shinoi now, it's tied up to the Lulav. So they say, oh no, that's Shinoi Chozal B'Yasa. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? It's still coming to drop on him. So why can't you be yotzei the mitzvah? So first Tosfos says, well, maybe a kinyan drabbanan doesn't count for mitzvahs because it's only going on the drabbanan level. And the answer says, no. Tosfos tries to give that answer. He says, again, the question was, if shinoi chozal b'yasa was kohen drabbanan, like it says mefurish in the Gemara and Daf Tzadi Dalet and every Tzadi Gimel and everywhere else, and even in our Gemara, Daf Tzadi Zayin, if shinoi chozal b'yasa was kohen drabbanan, Daf Tzadi Zayin is if Shinoi Chozal B'Yasa Kohen Midrabbanan, why doesn't it work for Lulav? So first Tosfos says, because Kinyan Midrabbanan are only Midrabbanan Kinyan. It can't be Masher Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Tosfos points out in the end that's not true, that Kinyan Midrabbanan, this is a big lumbus in and of itself, can even let you do a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. So Tosfos says in the end, there's no Kinyan Midrabbanan by this, because it's a very simple, easily reversible Kinyan. That's what Tosfos says in the end. Now, you can understand Tosfos in two ways. You could understand Tosfos in a more balabatish, practical way, that what Tosfos is saying is, look, the Zekana Darabanan is only for like people who would have to do a lot of tircha. They want to encourage them to do tshuva and not make them do tircha. So they only made the Zekana Darabanan, the Kinyan Darabanan, for people who would have tircha that would prevent them from doing tshuva. Right? It makes sense practically, right? If I build a marsh into my house, it would be a pain for me to take apart my house, so that might prevent me from doing tshuva. If I just tie a hadas onto the lulav, it's easy enough to untie it. It's not going to prevent me from doing tshuva. Lichtenstein said, no, maybe it's not. He didn't bring up this. He said, it's not a practical thing. Maybe it's a lumdish difference. Maybe what Tosfos is saying, again, no way of proving it, but it's a lumdish difference. There's two madrigas of Chozal B'Yasa. That there's a madriga of Chozal B'Yasa, like tying up the lulav, which is so ephemeral that it's not a shinoi at all. So even midrabbanan, it's not kone. Or banan argument is that a non shinoi is kone. And then there's a level shown in Chozal B'Yasa, but it's with difficulty Chozal B'Yasa. So that's a shinoi. It's just not kone. And then we understand how the Rabbanan can come along and say, since it's a shinoi, midrabbanan will be kone. That's what Rav Lichtenstein wanted to suggest. It's not mochrach, but that's what he wants to suggest in the Mandor and Sukkah Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Now, to come back to our issue before, we asked, how about within Tosfos? Tosfos says Shinoi Chozal B'Yasa is Koneh Midoraisa. Is it Koneh Midoraisa like Legamre the same as Eino Chozal B'Yasa? Or is it like a lower level? What would be the lower level? So Nesiva says in Shin Samach Aleph, based on, it's not in Tosfos, Sukkah, but Nesiva is based on Tosfos and Sukkah. Yeah, the Ma'ayim Shamsi is far, but we won't get into that. Now, he says, no. A Shinoi Chozal B'Yasa will be Koneh if it be a Daim, but not if it's Memela. Because what the Nesiva is basically saying, that the Nesiva is saying,
that if here we have Chozer Libri Yasol, and here we have Eino Chozer, and here we have Shinoi Biyadayim, and here we have Shinoi Memela. Then this is how Shinoi Chozer Libri Yasol is weaker than a real Shinoi. It's Koneh if it's Biyadayim. But it's not Koneh Memela, while a permanent Shinoi would be Koneh even Memela. This is the Shita of the Nesivos, based on Tosos and Sokadaf Lavan of the base. So,
Rav Lifton said, so what's the svar of this Nesivos? What's the point here?
The point is that, you have sort of a tzeirah, a Shinoi HaChozel B'yaso has a problem, a Shinoi Memela has a weakness. So if you have one weakness, then one strength will make up for one weakness. But if it's weak on two fronts, then it won't work. Because you have a tzeirah of two different factors. Right, you have a little this, a little that, it adds up. So Lichtenstein suggested that what's going on here? That what's the svar of the Nesivos? Well, if the weakness of a Shinoi Memela is that it's not a Shinoi, then we say that permanence makes it more of a Shinoi. Right? Because whatever the weakness of Shinoi Memela is, that'll be it. Whatever the weakness of Shinoi Memela will have to be the same as the weakness of Chozer Libri Yasol. Because the two factors can make up for each other, they have to be addressing the same issue. So if the problem with Shinoi Memela is that it's not a Shinoi, say, but if it's permanent, it makes it more of a Shinoi. If the problem with Shinoi Memela is that it's not Koneh, then you have to say permanence. If it's permanent, that somehow makes it Koneh. Let's take a look at it from the other direction. What's the svara of the Nesivos? If the problem with Chozer Libri Yasol, it's not a Shinoi, you have to say, Biyadayim makes it more of a Shinoi. If the problem with Chozer Libri Yasol is that, well, it's a Shinoi, but it's not Koneh, you have to say, Biyadayim is a Kinyan. And then, he just suggested, and this is a possibility, right, this is sort of the logical conclusion, a possibility you might suggest, if you wanted to combine the Nesivos with the Tzvei Dinim, say there are two Dinim, and combine the Nesivos, meaning there's one type of, start with the fact that there are two levels of Chozer Libri Yasol, and add in the fact that Biyadayim helps you to be Koneh, if you take one particular Derech, then what might you end up saying theoretically? You could end up saying, well, split the Nesivos. If you have a Shinoi, what comes out? If you have an easily reversible Shinoi, then even the Adayim, it doesn't work. But if you have a Shinoi that's reversible with difficulty, then it will work if it's done via dying. This is theoretically what I want to come out with. If one assumed that what via dying does is add to the Kinyan aspect, it doesn't make it more or less of a Shinoi, it just helps you be Koneh. Then you can say, look, if there are two Madregas of Shinoi and Chozer Libri Yasol, if you have the Shinoi and Chozer Libri Yasol that's so ephemeral and so temporary that it's not a Shinoi at all, via dying is not going to help you. If it's not a Shinoi, it's not a Shinoi. But if you have the level which is a Shinoi, just not Koneh, then via dying that'll help you be Koneh. That's what he suggested. You could, because the Nesivos was just saying something complicated enough. That
If it's a sheet, permanent shino, it's kona either way. A temporary shino is kona if done via diet. The Rambam just said you could complicate it further because he was assuming there's two madrigas. Shino chos lubriyaso and shino she'eno chos lubriyaso. If you assume, no, there's two types of shino she'eno chos lubriyaso, then you might say the worst type of shino chos lubriyaso is so bad, it's not a shino at all, that even via diet can't help it. But the, you know, the middle type of shino chos lubriyaso, which is just chos with difficulty, so it is a shino, but it's not kone, then maybe if you do be a diamond, that'll help you to be kone. Then we went back to talk about Shinui Hashem. So we already mentioned one hakira earlier, whether Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maaser are independent categories, whether, like the Mechomo says, they're both just examples of Shinui Hashem, or whether they're both just examples of Shinui Maaser, which is more of a fiddish. Now we started with the angle of Yeish. What's pshat in Shinui Hashem? So, does Shinui Hashem need help from Yeish? So, we had started with a problem. Problem is, on the one hand, the Gemara says, Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maaser Dami, so this would be the Shem of Shinui Maaser. It should be Kona by itself. On the other hand, the example of Shinui Hashem was the Itzvah, and it's Mefurish, right? The price that we started with that Shalganav Eimachshavim Tamasim Shalganav Machshavim Tamasim and Rav Shimon says Chiluf Hadvarim that only if there's Yeish Bailim does the Shinui Hashem work by Itzvah. So we have a problem. So we pointed out there are three ways of solving the problem. One way is very radical. There's like hardly a mandover like this in all the Rishonim. One way is to say that Shinui Hashem only works with Yeish, and Shinui Maaser also only works with Yeish. Very radical. The other way is to say with Yeish. There's hardly a mandar armor like that. The other way you could say is that no, they're both equal. Works without Yeish and works without Yeish. This is Tosfos and Daf Samach Zayin and Aleph, the second day of Shah 2. Really, they both work without Yeish. So why does Shinui Hashem need Yeish? The Shinui Hashem is always Kona without Yeish. The only reason you need Yeish in case like Itzvah is to give you background to make a Shinui Hashem. Once you have a Shinui Hashem, it's Kona independently. So why does the Gemara say you need Yeish? So the second day of Tosfos says that. Once you have a Shinui Hashem, it's Kona independently. Just who says it has a Shinui Hashem? So if I, sort of prove that it had a Shinui Hashem, that would be one thing. But if it only has a Shinui Hashem because I thought something different, like the Hiz of Itzvah, who says my thoughts change the name? Maybe someone else's thoughts should change the name. Who says that my opinion has the right to change the name of the object? Says that's where Yeish comes in. Until Yeish, my opinion is not important enough to change the fate of the object because I'm going to give it back to the Bailam. But after Yeish, well, I'm probably going to keep it because he's not chasing me after all anymore. So after Yeish, when the odds are I'm going to keep it, therefore my opinion is an important opinion, and my opinion can change the name of the object. So it's just technically you need Yeish. The third derech, which is Tosos' first shot, is to admit there's a difference. Shinui Maaser is kona even without Yeish. Shinui Hashem is kona only with Yeish, but Tosos modifies it a little. And Tosos says, if the Shinui Hashem katan, says that depends whether it's Shinui Hashem gadol or katan. Shinui Hashem gadol is kona by itself. Without Yeish. Truth is that, Tosfos and Tosfos and Beis sounds like every Shinui Hashem needs Yeish. But it says Shinui Hashem katan is only kona if it has the help of Yeish. That's the third day of Tosfos. So really, makes some difference, at least in terms of katan, between Shinu Maisa and Shinu Hashem. Shinu Maisa doesn't need Yeish, but Shinu Hashem, at least if it's katan, does need the help of Yeish. Or, you know, now, the question becomes, what's the nature of this chisaron?
Now we have to make the same takira that we made everywhere else.
What's the nature of this chisaron of
that's not kona by itself without yeish? Is it not a shinoi, or is it a shinoi but it's not kona?
So here he says, l'chora, there's only one right answer. Why is there only one right answer? Because what do we say? We say it works together with Yeish. If it's not a shinoi, then Yeish doesn't make it any more of a shinoi. How could Yeish change whether or not it's a shinoi?
But, I mean, I know technically sometimes you need Yeish in order to have the right to make the shinoi, but we're not in that shot. We're in the shot that it actually needs Yeish. Not as a background. It needs Yeish from now on. So if Yeish from now on is not going to help, if something's not a shinoi, it's not a shinoi. But if something's a shinoi but not kone, then it makes perfect sense. This really is a shinoi. However, since the Bailam has still are holding on to it, my shinoi is not kone. But if the Bailam let go, then my shinoi is kone. So, you know, this is true. That's why Yeish helps. Right? But what he pointed out is that Tosun Dasam Vavim Bey suggested, you know, he's not saying Pshan and Tosus, but Tosus mentioned there's some other thing that might help with Shinya Hashem, or Shinya Hashem Katam, which is maybe Shinya Maisa will help it. Maybe Shinya Maisa will help it. So he said, now, hold on, if a Shinya Maisa helped it, that could be for one of two reasons. It could be that it's not a Shinoi, but with a Shinya Maisa, it becomes a Shinoi. Right, and then there's a lot of changes. Or if it's a shinoi, it's not kone, but with a mice, it'll be kone. So theoretically, if it had been like you need a shinoi mice to help it, then our chakira could have been open. But if yeish helps it, then our chakira is closed. Our chakira is nifshat. That it must be that it's a shinoi that's not kone. Then we just pointed out, and this is again a speculation. It could be that there's two dinim. Maybe there's two types. Again, I'm not saying this within the Sheet of Tos, but theoretically, of Shinoi Hashem Katan, maybe there's a Shinoi Hashem Katan Me'od, which is not a Shinoi, and then there's a Shinoi Hashem Katan Ktsas, which is a Shinoi, but not Komeh. What would be a nafkamina, if this was true, which is merely speculation? Nafkamina would be that the Shinoi Hashem, very small Shinoi Hashem, which is not a Shinoi, would work with Shinoi Maisa, but not with Yeish. Because with Shinoi Maisa, you could say that beefs up the Shinoi, now it's changed. With Yeish, that's not going to help. It's not a Shinoi. If Yeish could use Enkot, then this is not a Shinoi. Yeish is going to help. While the Shinoi Hashem, that's somewhat kata, a medium Shinoi Hashem, that's a Shinoi but not Kone, would work with Shinoi Maisa or Yeish. It just needs something else to help it be Kone. What is that something else? Could be any factor which adds to the, you know, which is a mode of Kinyan. Okay. Then we just ended with some more. Right. Fill in something from before. From the very beginning of the main body of this year, when we talked about Shinoi Hashem and Shinoi Maisa, I pointed out the question he asked, are they two different tracks, are they both eichtims of Shinoi Hashem, both eichtims of Shinoi Maisa? He pointed out that you have to ask both a practical and a lumdish question about the relation between Shinoi Hashem and Shinoi Maisa. First, the practical question, do you need either one or both? Very unclear. It seems like you need either one, either Shinoi Hashem or Shinoi Maisa. There are gemaras that indicate, however, that
every Shinu Hashem might need a Shinu Maisa, every Shinu Maisa might need a Shinu Hashem. So, question, do you need one or both? And then the longest question, which is what I mentioned, are they different tracks or the same track? Let's see. Now I just pointed out some details about Shinoi Hashem. So, so first he pointed out, like, what is the Geder we dealt with, three Heoros. What is the Geder of Shinoi Hashem? First, he pointed out, this is a discussion of the Sivus and the Shach, for those in the Chosha Mishpat Kolel, right? Although, both in the Sivus and the Shach, in the end, have to admit, the Gemara's, well, end up admitting, I don't know if they have to, the Gemara's saying what it seems to be saying, that Rabbi Lichtenstein would have thought shame depends on, as it says, Meikara, Karalei Mishka, the Hasta, Karalei Abarzen, depends on what people call it, which Lashon Bnei Adam, which we know from all over Shas, is different from Lashon Torah. Yet the Gemara, all they do is quote Sukkim, at least here in Sukkah they quote people, but here they quote Sukkim, both about Marish and about Ayil, and about Shor, right? Shor ben Yom HaKor Shor, Pasuk, Ayil ben Yom HaKor Ayil, Pasuk, Marish Mo Lov, Pasuk. So, why are we quoting Sukkim when we Svaru, we would think it should depend more on what people call it than what the Torah calls it. Okay, the Sivan and the Shach argue, but they both admit that at least in the case of our Gemara, we hear about the Pesukim. So that's something which, you know, needs more eel. Then he just pointed out that he might have thought to be Mechalik between two cases of Shinoi Hashem, which he doesn't see the Gemara being Mechalik. There's a Shinoi Hashem, which is purely abstract, like the Itzva, and like Truma, and like Hekdesh, which is totally non-physical. And then there's a Shinoi Hashem like Marish, where the object hasn't physically changed, but the context of the object has physically changed. Right? In Marish, the beam is still the same beam, but it's physically placed as part of it, built into part of a house, which changes its name. So you might have thought that a Shinoi Hashem, which is based on the physical context, would be stronger than a Shinoi Hashem, which has nothing physical behind it, like just machshava, that from now on I'm going to use this or as an itzva. So the Gemara seems to equate them, but that doesn't prove anything. All the Gemara says is that if Shinoi Hashem doesn't work by if Shinoi Hashem doesn't work by Marish, then it shouldn't work by Yitzva, which just means Marish is at least as strong as Shinoi Hashem as Yitzva, but still leaves open the question, is Marish the same as Yitzva, or is Marish stronger than Yitzva? And that we left as a Tzarchion. Lanis Daiti, I thought maybe that's what Tosas meant by Shinoi Hashem Gadol and Katan. In which case, you kill two birds with one stone, understand what Tosas is trying to say, and answer Lichtenstein's question as to why no one bothered to make that chiluk, but Tosas is mafur, so it's hard to tell. But I thought it could be that's what Tosas meant. Shinoi Hashem Gadol meant one which has physical signs or physical context, even if it's not an actual physical change. And Shinoi Hashem Katan meant purely abstract. Okay, in any case, Lichtenstein didn't read Tosas that way, and he says that it's worth being ma'ayin whether there could be a difference. Then he asks, what does a shame mean anyway? Is a shame what we call it? This is, I think, Elio's Chakir, for those who are in the Chabura. Is a shame a matter of what we call it, or no? It's just an igloin milsa of the internal identity of the Chayfetz. So we say Shinoi Hashem, does that mean we call it something different, or does that mean no? The fact that we call it something different proves that it is a different object, because it now has a different function, and that makes it a different object. So he suggested that perhaps, one could say, maybe that's the machlokes of Zera and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says Marish Shmo Olav, and Rav Zera says something else. It's always hard to tell when someone gives a second answer, are they arguing on the first answer or not? But maybe they're arguing about this concept of Marish, on the one hand, what we call it Shmo Olav. But in terms of its identity and function, it's really changed. So it could be that Rav Yosef is saying Marish Shmo Olav, we call it the same thing, it's not a Shinoi. Rav Yosef is saying, I don't care what we call it, I care what its identity is. And even if you call it the same thing, but we all know that it achieved a new identity because of these other names it has also. And it could be that's their machlokas. Then the last thing we suggested was it was a very fascinating question, would Shinui Hashem work for Esnan and Reish Sages and all these other Shinuyim, or only for Gzela? So we just said that it's certainly, we're not sure, we don't really have much to go on there, but it might be easier to say the Shinui Hashem would be a Shinui for Kol Tzar Kula if it was not just a matter of what you call it, but a matter of its of the actual identity and function of the object. And also, in terms of this last Ha'ara, also in the second last Ha'ara, might be easier to say it works in Kol Tzar Kula if you're talking about a Shinui Hashem with a physical context than a purely abstract Shinui Hashem, but we couldn't really prove any of these things because we don't have much of a discussion of Shinui Hashem by any other din of Shinui in the Torah. Okay.